Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. If I were to say the term Rat Pack, three names probably come to mind: Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. This iconic trio became famous for their wild, often drunken Vegas performances in the 1960s. And while the leader of this pack, Frank Sinatra, is someone I feature often on the show, this week and next, I'll be highlighting the work of the other two. Coming up this hour, a closer look at the king of cool, the laid-back comedian in the group, Dean Martin. I'll highlight his career and feature some of his iconic recordings along the way. It's The Rat Pack, Dean Martin, coming up next on Afterglow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel proudly presents the star of our show, direct from the bar, Dean Martin.
How long I've been on? I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas. You can sit in the sun and camp. I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas. I love the laughs and love the life. There's fun of every kind. Next time I come, I'll bring my wife. I'll do that if I lose my mind. A wife in Vegas, take my advice. It's like going to China with a sack of rice. But I love Las Vegas. I love Vegas in the summer. I love her in the fall. I love Vegas, may I say that it's a gasser. Yeah, I love Vegas like it's Egypt and I am Nasser. I love Vegas every moment. Ooh, it's my favorite atmosphere. I love Vegas. Why do I love Vegas? Because my money's here. I love Vegas when I'm winning. I love it when I lose. I love Vegas like the army loves its manuals. I love Vegas like Sinatra loves Jack Daniels. I love Vegas every moment. Oh, Mr. Untrotter, I must cheer. Hey, you smock. Oh, I love Vegas. Ach, du lieber, do I love Vegas. Because my blood is here. I love Vegas when I'm loaded. I love Vegas when I am not. I love Vegas just like Khrushchev loves being indignant. More than even my wife Jeannie loves being pregnant. I love Vegas every moment. When I leave, I shed a tear. Do I love Vegas? I'll make it good and clear. It's because my
Dean Martin with one of his tamer live sets from Vegas, believe it or not. That was him live at the Sands Casino in 1963 performing a medley of I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine and I Love Paris, parodied here as I Love Vegas. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the work of one of the key members of the so-called Rat Pack, Mr. Dean Martin. Although Frank Sinatra is often thought of as the leader of the Rat Pack, that wasn't always the case. The first leader was actor Humphrey Bogart. The name was apparently coined by Bogart's wife, Lauren Bacall, and the original Rat Pack included attendees of Bogart's late-night parties in the mid-1950s, fellow Hollywood lushes like Sinatra, Judy Garland, David Niven, and others. However, Bogart died in 1957, and so did this original Rat Pack. The new Rat Pack was born not in Hollywood, not even in Las Vegas, but rather in the small Indiana town of Madison. That's where Sinatra, Dean Martin, and the young actress Shirley MacLaine were filming the movie called Some Came Running in 1958. The drinking culture of the original Rat Pack lived on in this new group. Later that year, when an original Rat Packer, Judy Garland, was putting on a show at the Sands in Las Vegas, Sinatra and his new crew traveled there for moral support. Frank and Dean eventually made their way to the stage, not necessarily with Garland's permission, and the duo's boozy comedy and song act was a hit with the audience. Soon, Sinatra, Martin, and another Vegas headliner, Sammy Davis Jr., were all making similar guest appearances at each other's gigs in Las Vegas, singing songs, telling crude jokes, and putting on frequently drunken displays. This new group dubbed themselves the Clan, or sometimes the Summit, although given their carefree attitude and reckless antics, they soon adopted that old moniker of Rat Pack. Dean Martin, the funny one of the group, already had a well-established career long before he started wisecracking on stage with Frank and Sammy in the late 1950s and early 1960s, which included hit films, celebrated television appearances, and several hit records. Let's start out by hearing two of Dean's early 1950s hits now. First, this is Dean Martin in 1952 with the song You Belong to Me on Afterglow.
Watch the sunrise on a tropical island. See the pyramids along the Nile. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'd be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too and blue. Fly the ocean in a sea plain. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you
belong to me. Start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like the lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have the magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Sway me now.
You know how. Sway me smooth, sway me now.
Two 1950 singles from Dean Martin. Just now we heard him in 1954 with Sway, a.k.a. the bolero mambo song Quien Será. Before that, we heard him in 1952 with the pop standard You Belong to Me. Both of those songs were top 20 pop hits. We're looking at the life and career of Dean Martin this hour. Martin was born Dino Crocetti to an Italian family in Steubenville, Ohio in 1917. He dropped out of high school and worked various jobs, including as a bootlegger, a blackjack dealer, and a boxer, before turning his attention to singing. He started singing in nightclubs in New York, and that's where he met the comedian Jerry Lewis. In 1946, the two decided to pair up as a musical comedy act, a la Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, with Martin acting as the straight man crooning songs, while the zany Lewis made a mockery of the whole affair with some slapstick comedy. The duo Martin and Lewis was born, moving from the nightclub to a radio program to television appearances and eventually to films. Let's hear a few songs that Dean Martin performed in some of those Martin and Lewis films. First up, here is Dean Martin in 1949 with a song from the first Martin and Lewis film, My Friend Irma. This is Ray Evans and Jerry Livingston's Just for Fun on Afterglow.
Love me, say you love me, just for fun. Softly sigh it, try it, try it, just for fun. If you're close to me, maybe you'll agree. Here at hand, that magic land we're seeking constantly. Tingle, tingle, when we mingle, just for fun. Let's pretend we'll never end what we've begun. For if we play at love, we may stay in love. Then you'll be glad you tried it just for fun. Pretend we'll never end what we've begun. For if we play at love, we may stay in love. Then you'll be glad you tried it just dreaming. Do I deserve such a break? Pinch me to prove I'm awake. I can't believe that you're really mine. Start that hocus pocus, boy. Things get out of focus. You and the way that you kiss, well, they ought to give you a prize. Baby, you could make a statue come to life just looking at you. You and your beautiful eyes. Start that hocus pocus, boing. Things get out of focus.
We'll talk about you.
Wanna please do.
And the way that you kiss.
Do it like this.
They ought to stage a big parade. Give you a prize.
Your lips, let's try them off a size. Oh, baby, you could make a statue come to life with just a looking at you.
Don't stop.
Gee, but you're beautiful.
Don't
oh,
stop.
But they're beautiful.
Oh, you and your beautiful eyes.
Yes, you
and your beautiful eyes.
A handful of Dean Martin songs from some Martin and Lewis comedy films. Just now we heard Dean Martin in 1950 with You and Your Beautiful Eyes, written by Mac David and Jerry Livingston. That was a Capitol single, and the song was also performed by Martin in the 1950 film At War with the Army. Before that, Martin in 1951 with the song With My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming. That was written way back in 1934 by Harry Revel and Mac Gordon, and included in the 1951 Martin and Lewis comedy, The Stooge. And starting that set, Martin in 1949 with Just for Fun, written again by Jerry Livingston, this time with Ray Evans. And that comes from the 1949 Martin and Lewis comedy film, My Friend Irma. Many of Dean Martin's most beloved songs, in fact, originated as a song he sang in a film. For instance, one that you probably know well is the 1953 Harry Warren and Jack Brooks song, That's Amore.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Today, it's a song that's heard in pretty much every Italian restaurant around the world, but it was also a song that first appeared in the 1953 Martin and Lewis comedy, The Caddy, performed by Dean Martin in an Italian restaurant in the film. More than almost any of his Italian-American paisanos, Dean Martin was very comfortable performing authentic Italian songs, or in this case, less authentic Italian-themed songs. Italian was actually Martin's first language. He didn't speak English until he got to grade school. His fondness for novelty also helped him sell these songs better than the more serious and sincere Italian-American singers like Frank Sinatra or Tony Bennett. Martin once said while performing live in Vegas, quote, "I hate guys that sing serious." Let's listen to a few Italian songs now. First up, a song he first recorded as a single in 1958, re-recorded here in 1961 for his album Dino, Italian Love Songs. This is Dean Martin with the Carmen Lombardo and Danny Domino song, Return to Me, Ritorno a Me, on Afterglow.
Return to me. Oh, my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh, my love, hurry back. I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart, my darling. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, bella mia. Hurry back, hurry home to my arms, to my lips and my heart.
Because he missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. 'Cause now it's
hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey mambo, mambo Italiano, go go go. Stop a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo. Don't wanna tarantala, hey hey mambo. No more mozzarella, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish baccalà and then hey gumba. My lover, how you dance the rumba. But take some advice, paisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, Joe. Shake it like a Giovanna. Hello, kiss a digi. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano. You don't have to go to the school. Choose to make it with a beat the bambino. It's like a vino. Kid, you good looking, but you don't know what you're cooking, do you? Hey, mambo. Mambo Italiano, hey, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano, ho, ho, ho. You mixed up a Siciliano. Hello, kissa, did you get happy in the pizza when you Mambo Italiano.
Dean Martin in 1955 with Bob Merrill's Italian-esque novelty song Mambo Italiano. And before that, in 1961 with the authentic Italian song Return to Me, Ritorna a Me. We'll have more from Dino in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been taking a look at the life and career of Rat Pack member Dean Martin this hour. In 1956, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis, after a decade working together as a comedy duo on stage, television, and in 16 films, ended their professional partnership. Jerry's presence as a comedic actor was beginning to outshine Dean's presence as a singer. So, in order for him to grow, he had to leave. Martin was now pushing 40, and at this point, he began to shift his career to an adult-oriented pop star. And his nonchalant, often inebriated stage persona made him an exemplar for the greatest generation of how to stay relaxed and still look cool doing it. He continued to have success on the pop charts in the late 1950s, with hits like Return to Me and Volare. But he also recorded several mature concept albums for Capitol, along the lines of what Frank Sinatra had been doing at the time. In fact, one of those albums, 1958's Sleep Warm, consisting of all songs about dreams, featured an orchestra conducted by Frank Sinatra. Let's hear a song from that album now. This is Dean Martin in 1958 with the song Frank Sinatra also performed, Harry Barris, Ted Kohler, and Billy Moles, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams and Dream Your Troubles Away on Afterglow.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day, so wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until the sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do, just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really no use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Oh, just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Or just remember the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap up your troubles in dreams. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream, dream your troubles away. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? The fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Dean Martin in 1960 with Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's tune Ain't That a Kick in the Head. That song was written for the 1960 Rat Pack heist film Ocean's 11, starring Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. Martin performs this song in the film, and that recording we just heard was also released as a single for Capitol Records. Before that, we heard Dean Martin in 1958 with Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams and Dream Your Troubles Away, from the 1958 Capitol LP, Sleep Warm. When Dean Martin became a member of Frank Sinatra's Rat Pack in the late 1950s, his musical output started to more closely resemble that of Sinatra's. For a period of time, Martin became focused on jazz standards and concept albums, featuring swinging arrangements by Nelson Riddle, a model that Sinatra had adopted in the 1950s. Now, Martin was never going to croon a ballad or emote a torch song as well as Sinatra, but his versions of upbeat swinging tunes rival those of his friends. Let's hear a few now, both from the marvelous 1960 Capitol album, This Time I'm Swingin', arranged by Nelson Riddle. First, this is Dean Martin with Cole Porter's True Love on Afterglow.
I give to you, and you give to me, true love. True love, so on and on it will always be. True love, true love for you, and I have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever true. To give to you and to give to me love forever true.
Always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. All the lilac trees in the heart of town. Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be.
let the time go by. I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live. Can be here on the street where you live.
Two tracks from Dean Martin's 1960 Capitol Records LP, This Time I'm Swingin', featuring arrangements by Nelson Riddle. That was the Lerner and Lowe standard, On the Street Where You Live, and the Cole Porter standard, True Love. In the early 1960s, when Frank Sinatra left Capitol Records to form his own label called Reprise, Dean Martin was soon to follow. Martin's time with Reprise was marked with many successes, although not always on songs that you may think. For instance, some of his most successful singles and LPs from this decade were not from American Songbook numbers, but rather country songs, like this novelty from 1967, Little Old Wine Drinker Me.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine.
Appropriate song for a notorious boozer like Martin. He even adopted the nickname Dean Tex Martin for two fairly successful country albums. His biggest success from the decade was a recording of a 1947 song called Everybody Loves Somebody by Irving Taylor and Ken Lane.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. Everybody falls in love somehow.
The song had been around for a while, sung by Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee, and even Martin himself on television a handful of times. This orchestrated version became a bit of a surprise hit for Martin in August of 1964, reaching number one on the pop charts in a summer that was dominated by the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and the Supremes. The song had re-entered Martin's repertoire earlier that year when Ken Lane, the song's composer, was playing piano on Martin's Reprise LP titled Dream with Dean. They cut a version of this song with just a small jazz combo for the album and later recorded the full version with orchestra and choir that we're all familiar with today. Let me play for you now that original stripped-down version. This is Dean Martin in 1964, with Ken Lane on piano and celeste, Barney Kessel on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, and Irving Cotler on drums with Everybody Loves Somebody on Afterglow.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear.
Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I've found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime, and although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I've found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime, and although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone.
Dean Martin in 1964 with his original stripped-down version of Everybody Loves Somebody, featuring the song's composer, Ken Lane, on piano. We'll end this hour like we started it, talking about Dean Martin as a member of the Rat Pack. For a period of time in the late 1950s and early 1960s, Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. cultivated this mystique of the Rat Pack, living carefree lives in Las Vegas, hamming it up in nightclubs, palling around with mobsters, and appearing as crooked yet lovable characters in films like Ocean's 11 and Robin and the Seven Hoods. Musically, Frank, Dean, and Sammy were, in many ways, three peas in a pod, all keeping a certain era of swinging music alive as the rest of the musical world was changing around them in the 1960s. However, despite their similarities, it's still fascinating to see just how different they were as performers, especially on songs where they're placed in sharp relief, performing together live on stage. I'll close off this hour with a song featuring Frank and Dean. Despite Frank Sinatra's many celebrated musical gifts, note the way that Dean Martin excels where Frank falls short. There's an effortless calm in Dean's voice, especially compared to Frank. He feels loose and relaxed, where Frank always seems to be putting in the extra effort, either for a laugh or to demonstrate his vocal strength. Dean is more comfortable improvising. He has an ability to put the listener at ease. And most of all, Dean Martin is funny. All those years working alongside Jerry Lewis gave him excellent comedic timing in a way that Sinatra really never possessed. Here's Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin live at the Sands in Las Vegas in 1963 with the song Guys and Dolls on Afterglow.
What's playing at the Roxy? I'll tell you what's playing at the Roxy. A picture about a Minnesota man so in love with a Mississippi girl that he sacrifices everything and moves all the way to Biloxi. That's what's playing at the Roxy.
What's in the Daily News? I'll tell you what's in the Daily News. Story about a guy who bought his wife a small ruby with what otherwise would have been his union dues. That's what's in the Daily News.
What's happening all over? I'll tell you what's happening all over. Guy sitting home by television set who once used to be something of a rover.
That's what's happening all over. Love is a thing that has licked him, and it looks like Nathan's another victim.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
When you spot a John waiting out in the rain, chances are he's insane, as only a John can be for a Jane.
When you meet a gent paying all kinds of rent for a flat, they could flatten a Taj Mahal.
Call it sad, call it funny, but it's better than even money that the guy's only doing it for some doll.
When you see a Joe saving half of his dough, you can bet they'll be minking it for some doll.
When a bum buys wine like a bum can't afford, it's a cinch that the bum is under the thumb of some little broad.
When you meet a mug lately out of the jug, and he's still lifting platinum for the raw,
call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7 that the guy's only doing it for some doll, some doll, some doll. The guy's only doing it for some doll.
Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra, two members of the Rat Pack, clowning around on stage at the Sands Casino in Las Vegas in 1963, and performing a song that Sinatra had performed in a 1955 film. That was the title song from the Frank Lesser musical, Guys and Dolls. Next week on the show, we'll focus on the life and career of another Rat Pack member, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. And thanks for tuning in to this Dean Martin edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.